we have the roll call.
Councilmember Giede?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
So the purpose of this meeting tonight is to discuss Weber's substitute budget ordinance and my budget, and I think that I would like to have Brian kind of go over his budget and how he came up with his budget.
I have a little statement to read here because we have a little bit of an issue here. The way Benson's presided over the meetings is extremely troublesome to me, and I believe contradicts the fundamental tenets of state law and Black Diamond Code in these ways. The first one is denying the results of the general election. The second one is refusing to recognize the majority of the vote of the council is the city's position. And the third one is obstructing and interfering with council business. I've been telling her and the rest of you that the council are the city legislature, legislators, and policy makers. The council is not her employee. I told her that the city council is an independent and equal branch of government over which the mayor has no legitimate control. I told her that I would not back down to bullying and threats, and that what matters to me is proper governance according to the basic tenets of representative democracy set out under our Constitution, state law, and Black Diamond Code. This year of rancor over the council's right and authority over its own business seems to have taught this mayor nothing about working to get what she wants or about what the city needs. Her opening salvo this year is a troubling continuation of her past mistakes and incursions in the council business. All of this is at odds with the basic rules of the separation and the balance of power between the branches of government. I cannot accept the systematic assault on our system of governance. Therefore, at this time, I wish to set out these principles that I find violate as concerns this council on which I serve. Number one, the council sets the agenda for its meetings. Number two, the council sets its own rules. Number three, the mayor has a ministerial duty to conduct the meeting according to the council rules. Number four, the mayor has a ministerial duty to notice the council and the committee meetings and to provide support and staff to those her staff to those meetings and to provide for all the meetings to be accommodated on city property. And number five, the council is the sole contracting authority for the city for any services, including legal services. The mayor must recognize this council authority and her ministerial duties. Democracy itself is at stake. Any progress for Black Diamond will begin with these principles. Additionally, most of the progress for Black Diamond is impeded and will be impeded until we have a properly council-contracted attorney as mandated in state law. And I just want to point out that the council rules say that at these meetings, that the agenda will be approved by the council president and the mayor pro tempore, and neither of those things happen. So I don't think that there's any real agenda here on the table tonight. We all agreed to have this meeting tonight. Councilmember Pepper.
Work sessions are not a way to get an end run around the committee process. We will not continue to be harangued and pressured on the budget. The budget will be discussed in its proper venue, which is the Council Budget Committee. And I wonder, have we learned nothing over the past year? The council has every legal right to expect you to accept the committees. I don't know who's in charge here. Okay, first of all, I would like the record to show that Councilmember Weber, or Councilmember Pepper and Councilmember Morgan each read from their prepared speeches in the sequencing that they have been told. And also that obviously Councilmember Weber knew in advance that there was going to be something said tonight. That means that you folks have all coordinated with one another. What part of OPMA violations do you folks not understand? We have a budget issue that we need to get resolved. You guys need to step up and answer the questions that we have on how and why you've come up with these budget changes. And when we know that there's legal issues involved here, you guys need to defend your actions.
So I would, with what Councilmember Morgan has just stated and what Councilmember Pepper has stated, which I'm assuming that you guys don't agree to this meeting, Brian Weber, what is your feelings on this? Because I would just like to add that we all five agreed to have this meeting. And at no time during when Brenda Martinez posted this on the website and let all citizens know about this, did a single one of you guys, Brenda Martinez, just shake your head no, emailed her and said, we do not want to have this meeting. So this is a political move, Erica Morgan, Pat Pepper, correct? This is a political move that you guys scream that Carol Benson does. So you guys are doing one. So you can't call, you know, one person bad and then you guys do something. That's what you're saying you don't want people to do. So, okay. So Brian Weber, please answer the question. Do you agree that you do not want to have this meeting tonight, that you think this is a waste of time? Brian Weber.
No, he.
Brian Weber has not spoken.
That's true.
All right, so I came prepared for this meeting tonight. I've got my budget stuff all ready to go. I appreciate the assumption in judge and jury that there's all this OPMA collusion, be that as it may, whatever. One of the things that I felt was important before the end of last year is the fact that we came to a compromise on the budget. We came to compromise on a three-month budget that said we would have 3 months to the end of March with, based on a couple conditions. One of them was a quarter of the budget to be appropriated, unless there was something higher with priority that would come to council and we would go forth with that. Not disputing that. The other caveat with that was the fact that none of the budget would be spent for 2017 without a contract coming to council. So I find out late this afternoon that there is a contract out there for legal services from the city that didn't come to the council. Not happy. That's two caveats. I thought we, you know, there was trust. We all agreed that, you know, we compromised. That's why we were going to do this three-month budget. I had no idea of any of this until this afternoon, which to me is an outrage because, you know, as the chair of the budget committee, it would have been nice to at least had a heads up. Could there have been a special meeting called? Any of that kind of stuff. And yes, we talked about doing work sessions. I came here prepared tonight. But based on that, where's the trust? You know, there's no interaction. You know, and I mentioned before that I plan to talk about this budget and the amendments in committee, which Erica can't have, we haven't had for months, but it's a two-person committee, but yet, you know, elected officials can't use any city property. It's a meeting of two people. They won't get noticed. We have to scrounge around to try to find somewhere to have a meeting. And obviously, in that case, if it's not noticed, obviously the public can't come. Or the select few that find out or notify that there's a meeting that we're trying to have that I'd like to see more people at and have it noticed. But as far as I'm concerned, based on that, I'm not discussing this budget tonight.
So I want to point out that, yes, that contract is going to come before you at the next meeting. There was nothing in that that said the contract had to come to you before it was signed, that all contracts would come to you. That's all it was said. It didn't say before they were signed. We needed to hire an attorney to defend the lawsuit, and David Linehan did not have the time to do it. So he found an attorney that was willing to take the lawsuit, and I signed the document on Monday. It's on the agenda for next meeting next Thursday. These six meetings that we scheduled for going over the budget were scheduled at the last meeting, and you all agreed to them. I did not violate any contract that I made with you. We did what we had to do so that we could answer the lawsuit today.
Councilmember Dean.
So my understanding, Brian Weber, then, is that you're mad at the mayor, so you're going to take your council duties and not do it here. You're going to work in a committee meeting with Erica on your budget that you two already agree is what you want, and not hear from May Miller or anybody else, and not have the citizens here that are here to attend tonight. They took their time out. You three knew you were going to cancel this. They took their time out. You could have just emailed staff and said, do you agree? I'm Pat Pepper. Do you guys agree to cancel tonight's meeting? You could have done that so all of these people and I could be at my daughter's play tonight. But you guys didn't do that. You wanted to do, again, a political showing. So you're here to do your political showing and waste all our time. You three are, again, doing stuff violating OPMA. You guys knew.
We're not violating the OMPA.
You
That's
are.
Enough.
No, I'm sorry. I'm speaking.
But you are accusing over and over again, point of order, you have a lawsuit filed against you.
That doesn't mean there's anything to it.
Councilmember Morgan.
Right. What I just would like to point out was something that came up for me that I wrote about these budget work sessions, because I noticed that in the Black Diamond Municipal Code, the regular meetings that are called out in the Black Diamond Municipal Code are for the first and third Thursdays, with a work study as a regular meeting on the second Thursday in the Black Diamond Municipal Code. So what I noticed on here is just what I wrote when I first saw this list on the 6th, is a note to myself, I'll be expecting an agenda notice and placement to come up for this meeting, to come up to the Mayor Pro Tem and the Council Press so we can know what the agenda is. And I will point out that these on the 4th are special meetings because they're not called out in the municipal.
So with all this being said, at the beginning of last year, Brian Weber, you said that work studies were a waste of time because residents couldn't speak. You thought, you know, that should be open. So I'm going to ask that we, before we close this meeting, that we allow residents to speak.
Well, what's your end game here? You guys have an obligation to keep this city operating. That's what you were elected to do. Your function is to pass a budget that the mayor presents that is a valid and balanced budget, which she did. You have an obligation to look at contracts that come through and follow through and approve them. The city council does not have authority to contract with anybody. That's the mayor's job. You guys keep confusing the mayor's job. The mayor's job is to appoint. The city council's job is to approve that appointment. So we know where your legal advice is coming from. Mr. Drudowski is not a lawyer. You guys need to start doing not only the right thing for the citizens, you need to do the legal things. And the reason that I get upset with you guys is that, number one, you drop stuff on us at the last minute. It's all done in secret and in hiding. You don't talk to me. I don't think you talk to Tammy. You don't send us an email. You guys think that we're supposed to kowtow and accept your bullying. You guys accuse us of being bullies. You guys are the ones that are bullying us. We recognize that we are the minority. You guys can run roughshod over us, and so be it, you're the majority. But when you do things and approve things that are illegal, and you can all frown at me and give me dirty looks, and that's just fine. I'm a big girl. I can take it. But I'll tell you, there is no way that I am ever going to vote with you folks when you do things that are illegal, whether they're conceived outside of the open public meeting venues, whether you come up with things that violate the revised code of Washington and our own municipal code. I'm not going to go with that. And if you can't come in here and defend what you guys are saying you want done in the budget, but you're going to pick up your toys and go home now, I think you need to grow up. I think you need to man up. You need to do your job.
Excuse me. You need to watch.
No, I don't. You guys need to do the job that you were duly elected to fulfill. And you're failing miserably.
Councilmember Pepper, you know, you have used taxpayers' money to hire legal services. You know, how, even though we repeatedly stated that the council is the authority for legal services, you've hired a firm to work on a lawsuit. I'm talking. Without even telling the council. This is not only wrong, it's disrespectful, and clearly against the budget compromise. This contract that is signed Monday, January 9th, 2017, the council didn't even know. They don't know now. And I think the thing here is, you know, there is a certain amount of trust. But the other thing that is this whole idea of respect. There is a marked lack of respect and courtesy for the council, which needs to change. We need to see evidence of this respect and courtesy from the mayor. The mayor has consistently refused to respect the council as an equal branch of government. The perfect example is sending out to us another year. You would be happy to know what council, what mayoral committees we would like to serve on. We are the council. We have the right to decide our own committees and to deal with our own internal affairs. This is not a made-up something. This is under the law. All right, that's enough for now.
I just have a question. Since Councilmember Pepper, my understanding is that you have presented here tonight also council rules that you emailed the mayor just to put them on tonight. Does it take one council member to put an item on the agenda, or does it take two council members?
We asked to have this item on the agenda, and we were ignored.
Who was we?
Please do not accuse us of things.
Who
That is...
I don't have to accuse you of spacking reality.
I did talk to you. I sent an email to you. I sent an email to you telling you that where's the packet material? How timely was this request? Did you request it ahead of time? You had no packet material. You requested it last night after I was had left work. So I don't know what you're talking about. I did respond to you. You can't say nobody responded. I responded to you. I just said it wasn't timely and that you didn't have any packet material.
This resolution is put before you tonight for a first look, and we would like to present it at next week's council member council meeting for possible action.
You can't do a first reading at a work session because you cannot take any action. A first reading is action.
It's a
regular scheduled work session. There can be no action.
It doesn't
action
say
taken.
That in the municipal code is what I'm trying to tell you. It just says it's a meeting.
Councilmember Weber, this is, again, I've said this before, this is your baby. This is your thing that you want to do. I would think that you want to be here tonight and you want to defend it and you want to talk about what you could possibly compromise with. You could hear from Janie and I and the mayor. You can hear from Erica. You can hear from Pat because I'm assuming she didn't have input on it, correct? And I haven't heard her at council meetings have any input on it, just agreeing on the three of you. So it would be a courtesy to have a work study so that we can all have input on this budget and the citizens. The goal here is to have work studies so that Brenda Martinez can put on the agenda for a public hearing so that people can comment on these work studies with your budget. But if you three decide that you're not going to have them now, it's a waste of your time to have them here, but in your meetings, again, it's a political move because now you're doing exactly what Erica Morgan said is don't threaten us. Don't say we're not going to do something unless you do this. Erica, you're doing it tonight. You three are saying we're not going to have work studies. We're going to have them at our committee meetings. And if the mayor doesn't post them, then it's going to all be on her that nobody came to our meetings. Work studies are the best place to do this, where all five of us, Mae Miller and the mayor and Brenda and your citizens are here to have input. Your work studies have three members that you say are on it. Two members show up. It is not the best venue for something like this to get done.
And I thank you, Pat Paper, for bringing up that I did reach out to reinstate the city's meetings so that we could have staff attend that could be on city property. It wouldn't violate any laws, and you would learn about items before they were placed on the agenda so that you could interact with city staff and make comments about those things in an intelligent, knowing manner instead of at your meetings when you know nothing about the subjects of the items that you talk about and you just dance around them. This would be a perfect opportunity for you to meet with city staff. I agreed that we could do it at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and none of you responded. So you tell me I don't respond to you. I did respond to you, and you don't respond to me.
Mayor Benson, you do not have the right to say what the council committees are. By law, and it is the council's business who's on the council committees, and it is our right under the law to organize our internal business. And for you to send out, after a year of this, the same thing you sent out last year about your committees. They're not your committees. They're the council committees. The council is an equal branch of government. Other places besides Black Diamond as well. So, you know, for you to say, I'll be very happy to decide, you know, to hear what committee you want to be on, that's not the point. The point is you do not have the authority to do that.
This is Councilmember Edelman. Can we get back on the subject of the budget, please? I would like to know from the majority, are you going to discuss it tonight? Or are you just going to rehash? This is just 2016 2.0. You guys are pulling the same stunt you did last year. So, Mr. Weber, are you going to discuss your changes to the budget tonight?
I think I made myself perfectly clear with my statement before. And as far as this budget goes, between now and March, any kind of amendments or revisions or work done on this budget is all going to depend on the mayor.
What about our trust of you three? You talk about trust issues. I don't trust the three of you as far as I can throw you. I don't trust you. Miss.
Second.
You think, Pat Pepper, they're out here
they're
for
a meeting.
They're
not on the agenda, and it's open.
There is a motion.
I think you guys should talk about the budget. I know that at the end of the year last year, we all agreed. I mean, you guys all agreed to come in here and work on the budget. So get over these petty little things, dismiss everything, and set some ideas, some maybe some guidelines and some rules and some rules, and get to it. Have Brian go over what he's got to go over and start this thing. Well, that's what we're here for. We're not here to discuss some new rules. We're not here to patronize. We're not here to discuss other issues. We're here to work on the budget, okay? So I think that's what you need to do and get to it right now.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Frankly, this is completely what I expected. I have fully expected that the three council members will make a sham of working on a budget. And come the middle of March, they'll throw something new on the pile, and we will be at another budget crisis in this city. Because I am firmly, even more firmly cemented in my belief that it is the agenda of you three, Kristen Bryant and Brian Drodowski, to break this city, to destroy this city government, to destroy the entity of the city of Black Diamond. To what end, I don't know. But for some reason, you have been fed a line and you have swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. And I guarantee you, you will not pass a budget. I just fully expect it. I fully expect you to not pass a budget and put this city in crisis. Now, I agree with Brock Deedy. You guys need to get over yourselves and you need to get on with the work of the city, because there are citizens, there are elderly citizens, there are handicapped citizens that rely on the services of this city, and you are responsible for them as elected officials. Now, Pat Pepper, you can sit there and scowl all day. I do not care. But you only like the law when you either make it up or you think it's in your favor. But if it is blatantly against you, you dismiss it out of hand. You will have nothing to do with it, and you make up your own law. I am seeing the hatching of a tyrant. I am watching it happen. When Drodowski called for the Mayor Pro Tem to take over the meeting and you three held your little OPMA violation vote up there, you were the acting Mayor Pro Tem, not Erica. You were the one calling the votes. You are a tyrant in the making, Pat Pepper, and I will do my damnedest to see you run out of town.
Darryl Buss, Black Diamond. I think that, you know, these meetings were agreed upon by all the council members at, in the January, whatever, last meeting. And, you know, it was agreed upon to have these meetings to discuss the budget, and nothing else was agreed upon to be discussed in these meetings. And now, all of a sudden, it is decided that the council majority does not want to discuss the budget. They want to bring up their own rules, which were not discussed at all. And they talk about leverage. You know, where's the trust? Well, how can us as citizens trust you guys to do what you said you were going to do when you decide to change things all of a sudden? That's not right. We should be here to discuss the budget. That's what I took the time out to come here to listen to, and you have the resources. You have the mayor, the city finance director here. You have two other city employees here, and you have the resources here to do that. And they're scheduled to be here to do that, to discuss this budget. They're not scheduled to come to whatever committee meeting you decide that you're going to have on the budget. That is not the purpose of these meetings. These meetings are so the public can come. They're scheduled. We're prepared to listen to what was supposed to be said, and I'm not seeing it. There is a level of trust there.
Jackie Buss, Black Diamond. We came here tonight, and we have vacation in 2 days, so you guys are just wasting our time. I am a little bit pissed off. You guys come here, and you guys are supposed to be, you guys had agreed to discuss the budget. That's what you guys are supposed to do. Erica Morgan spoke one truth. She is going to hold the city hostage. That's the only truth I've ever heard from her mouth, and it really is disheartening. I had written an email to you guys stating that. The only email I ever got back was from Pat Pepper, and it was way after I had originally sent it about the budget. And it's just questionable why all of a sudden I got it after you guys got hammered about not answering emails. It's really, and then when you guys hammer these guys about truth and honesty, and you guys come up with your own rules and everything, and when it's thrown back at you, then you don't like it, and you throw a little hissy fit like a two-year-old. It's really maddening as a citizen, and I'm really not happy that I'm wasting my time when I should be packing for vacation. Think about how you are wasting people's time. Our city needs you guys to get off your butts and do something. Think about it. You know, if you guys... You have kids. Really, you want people to, I just don't understand how you would want your kids to grow up on something like this. Thank you.
Judy Goodwin, Black Diamond. A couple of things. I see the mayor really being under attack from the three majority council members. And to me, it looks like a political move to discredit her so that when the election rolls around, one of you can run for mayor and have all these things lined up that the mayor has done. The mayor has lied about this. The mayor has done this. The mayor has acted illegally. And I really appreciate Mayor Benson that you came forth and talked about the contract that Brian brought up earlier. And I really think you need to document all of those things, because from my point of view, you are responding in a logical way to the questions from the majority, and your reasoning seems quite valid to me. So I would absolutely document all of those things and make sure that the public is aware of how you respond to allegations against you. You keep talking, the three of you keep talking about how equal you are in terms of governing the city, the legislative branch and the administrative branch. How many hours a week do you guys spend on the city?
Anywhere probably 5 to 10.
5 to 10 hours?
On an average, some less, some more.
Mayor Benson, how many hours a week do you spend working for the city? And how much do you all get paid? Okay. And Mayor, how much do you get paid? Do you mind if I ask? Okay. There's a real disparity there, isn't there, in the amount of time that the mayor spends for the city and the amount of money she is paid. In almost any organization I can think of, that says a lot about the responsibility placed on an individual. Is how many hours they work, how much money they're paid. It's obvious that the mayor has responsibilities beyond those of the city council members. She has offered a compromise in terms of your meetings. She has moved towards having evening meetings. I don't see any compromise coming from the three majority council members towards having meetings that public could attend, that Brian could attend because he works full-time. I see entrenched and total entrenched positions. That's very disheartening because we've had a whole year of entrenched positions. Thank you, Mayor Benson, for coming up with that compromise. I really hope that as time goes on, the majority council members will see that could be a viable alternative to their meetings. The last thing I want to tell you about, a year ago I came to you and I said I was really frustrated, but rather than criticize you, I was going to pray for you. I am taking a Bible study class right now that's talking about spiritual warfare. And my Bible study group is praying for all of you. And I truly believe that we are dealing with spiritual warfare in this city. And I think that there is evil afoot. I'm not talking about anyone being evil. I'm just saying that there are things going on that are just not right. They're over and above just people being, people having discord with one another. And I, you know, if you're praying people, I hope that you're praying about that. So anyway, good luck. I'm praying for you. I hope we can work through this.
Thank you.
Whoa. Me, I guess. I just want to get it on, Bob Edelman, Black Diamond, just want to get it on the record. I'd like to get, this is a public record request, I'd like to have copies of all the material that was read tonight. And I've had difficulty in the past when I make a records request in getting the material, so I would appreciate it, Brenda, if you could collect that prior to the council members leaving, make sure that I do get copies of it. Would also ask Erica, who wrote yours? You wrote yours. Pat, you wrote yours.
Not only that, we didn't talk to each other about what we wrote.
You did? You say you did, or you didn't? Oh, never mind.
Copy paper out of the computer.
I'll accept that at this one time, something you said. I have no other further comments. Well, I guess I do. It would be nice to come to a work study and have a work study break out.
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. Just an observation, you're all here. I realize people feel that they weren't treated properly, that the mayor, by her own admission, signed a contract before it got to the city council for approval. If I misunderstood you, I apologize, Madam Mayor, but that's what I understood you to say, that the contract was signed. And you make the contracts, but they're supposed to approve them before they get signed. At least that's always been my understanding, unless it's a special situation, some sort of emergency. Please get to work. Thank you. And careful on speaking into the mics. There's been a couple times we've lost a few words.
Yeah, there is a motion and a second.
I think we all here recognize that the majority came in tonight with the intention of, again, disrupting, delaying, whether other words that we want to use, synonyms that we want to use. They had no intention of talking about the budget tonight. Because if they actually had an intention of talking about a valid budget to keep the city running, we'd be talking about it. All they can do is take little slaps at the mayor. The mayor is doing a fabulous job. The citizens know that the mayor is doing a fabulous job. She's working her darndest to keep the wheels on the bus when you guys are trying to derail it. So do whatever you want, because when it really gets down to brass tacks, Tammy and I don't get a vote. You guys just do whatever the heck you want to do, and we'll meet you sometime later.
Aye.